From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan is dead of congestive heart failure at age 94. The wife of the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, for more than five decades until his death in 2004, she served as First Lady from 1981 to 1989. After leaving office, Mr. Reagan retired within a few years after making a public statement that he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. The executive director of the Ronald Reagan Foundation, John Heibusch, spoke today about her involvement in his legacy and the foundation.
She was our leader and our inspiration, so to have lost her overnight as we did, it's a terrible thing, and you know, something that we just have to live with, but we've also planned for, and so now we need to move on and have her buried next to President Reagan, as was the plan.
Again, Nancy Reagan dead at age 94. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are casting their ballots today for the country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Touma Boni Yayi. Mr. Yayi is leaving office after the legally mandated two terms, reinforcing Benin's reputation as a model of democracy in the troubled continent, where many leaders revised their country's constitutions in order to remain in power. Yayi told reporters as he cast his ballot that he leaves behind a unified Benin. A suicide attack in the Iraqi city of Hilla today killed 47 people and wounded more than 40 others. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the bombing. A police official says the attacker drove an explosives-filled truck into a security checkpoint that was filled with cars backed up waiting for entrance into the city. This is VOA News. In U.S. presidential politics, the nominating contest for Republicans is becoming more of a two-man race between businessman Donald Trump and Senator Ted Cruz of Texas. On Saturday, Cruz won two states' primaries in Maine and Kansas, with frontrunner Donald Trump on top in Louisiana, Kentucky, and Florida. The Florida Senator Marco Rubio did pick up a victory Sunday in Puerto Rico's primary, only his second win of the 2016 cycle. And for now, Trump is still out in front, expressing no disappointment in the results.
I would love to take on Ted one-on-one. That would be so much fun, because Ted can't win New York. He can't win New Jersey. He can't win Pennsylvania. He can't win California. I want Ted one-on-one, okay?
Republican leadership in the past week has pleaded with party rank and file not to support Trump through the primaries in order to stop him from attaining the nomination. Of course, the primaries, the national conventions, and the nominations are not tied up for either party so far, which is one reason why Hillary Clinton was campaigning in a church in Detroit, Michigan today.
Please join me on Tuesday, because I believe with all my heart that America's best days can still be ahead of us if we remember what the scripture tells us. Do not grow weary doing good.
Democrats are holding caucuses today in Maine. Egypt is accusing the Palestinian Islamist movement Hamas and the outlawed Muslim Brotherhood of involvement in last year's killing of the country's top prosecutor. Interior Minister Magdi Abdel Ghaffar said 14 members of the Muslim Brotherhood participated directly in the plot to murder Hisham Barakat, who was assassinated in a car bomb in late June. Ghaffar told reporters the plot was carried out on the orders of the Muslim Brotherhood in close coordination with Hamas. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today welcomed a visit by Vice President Joe Biden. Speaking to his cabinet members, Mr. Netanyahu said the visit is a testament in the strong relations between Israel and its ally, the United States. Biden's last visit in Israel sparked a diplomatic spat with Washington when Israel announced settlement construction plans during Mr. Biden's stay. And Slovakia's leftist party begins negotiations today with smaller political parties in an attempt to form a coalition government after losing its parliamentary majority in Saturday's elections. With nearly all votes counted, Prime Minister Roberto Fico's Smer Social Democrat Party has won nearly 30% of the vote, securing 49 seats in the 150-seat parliament, losing its secure majority of 83 seats in the previous government. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.